Welcome. This is the International Scope of Wound Management, August 2026, Volume 1, Issue 2. You listen to abstract of the article name, Clinical and Microbiological Characteristics of Diabetes-Related Foot Infections According to the Presence of Osteomyelitis. Objective. This study aimed to compare clinical characteristics, classification scores, microbiological pathogen distribution, and antimicrobial resistance profiles among patients with diabetes-related foot infection according to the presence of osteomyelitis. Materials and methods. This retrospective study included adult patients diagnosed with diabetes-related foot infection at a secondary care hospital between April 15, 2025, and April 15, 2026. Patients were divided into two groups, those with diabetes-related foot infection with concomitant osteomyelitis and those without concomitant osteomyelitis. Demographic data, clinical risk factors, laboratory findings, site, ischemia, neuropathy, bacterial infection, area, and depth, SINBAD, and wound, ischemia, and foot infection, WIFI/International Working Group on the Diabetic Foot, IWGDF, classification parameters, microbiological growth patterns, and antimicrobial resistance profiles were compared between groups. Results. A total of 95 patients were included, 49 had osteomyelitis, and 46 did not have osteomyelitis. Recurrent foot infection, previous osteomyelitis, previous peripheral vascular intervention, antibiotic use within the previous month, neuropathy, and isolation of resistant microorganisms were significantly more frequent in the osteomyelitis group, whereas C-reactive protein, CRP, and erythrocyte sedimentation rate, ESR, levels were significantly higher in this group. Antimicrobial resistance was also more frequent in patients with osteomyelitis. Among culture-positive patients, polymicrobial growth was more common in the osteomyelitis group than in the non-osteomyelitis group. Staphylococcus aureus was the most frequently isolated pathogen in both groups. Multidrug-resistant, MDR, gram-negative isolates and methicillin-resistant S. aureus, MRSA, were numerically more frequent in the osteomyelitis group, however, these differences did not reach statistical significance. Conclusion. Osteomyelitis in diabetes-related foot infection was associated with recurrent infection, previous osteomyelitis, peripheral vascular intervention, neuropathy, recent antibiotic exposure, elevated inflammatory markers including CRP and ESR, polymicrobial growth, and increased antimicrobial resistance. These findings support individualized, empirically based treatment decisions informed by prior antibiotic exposure, healthcare-related risk factors, and local microbiological resistance patterns. Keywords: diabetic foot, osteomyelitis, antimicrobial resistance. Thank you for listening, have a nice day.